Okay, we're picking up six lines from the top of Yates Amud Aleph. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Shlamis Bas Yaakov, as well as Le'ilu Nishmas Moshe Kalman Ben Yeshua. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. So the Gemara is now mentioning the next Mishnah, really. The Mishnah is discussing what type of ink can be used on a shtar, and really for Gittin also. So it says the Mishnah, B'chol Kotvim, you're all right, a get with any type of ink. Bidyo is ink. Bisam is more a type of paint. Bisikra, a red type of paint. Of akumus, literally translated as gum. Uve kankantum is copper sulfate, if you helps you. V'chol davar shehu shel kayam is one of those things where the Mitzvahs is hard to figure out, even if you have the English translation. V'chol davar shehu shel kayam, anything which lasts. Ein kofin lo b'mashkid v'lo b'peiros v'chol davar she'enu miskayam. So however, you cannot write with get with liquids or with fruit juice or anything that won't last. Ala kol kosvin, so now also what type of material you're allowed to use. You're allowed to write on anything. Ala shalzayas, karm shapara, venosin lasapara. You could write it from, obviously it has to be detached because that's the psul of mechubar, which is a dindaraisa. So a detached olive tree or even a horn of a cow, and you give her the cow. That's going to, the Gemara is going to discuss this. Al yad shel eved, venosin lasa eved, or you could even put it on an eved knaini here, and you give her the eved knaini, and it's on the hand of the slave. You write it into his hand, venosin lasa eved. Rabbi Yosef Lilo Omer, Ein Kosun Lo Al Dvar Shesh Baruch Hayim V'Lo Al Ochem. Rabbi Yosef says, no. You can't give it on an animal, and you can't write it on food either. The Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph, we'll get to that in 2 days, we'll discuss these dinim. So it says the Gemara now, Dayo, so what is literally ink? Ink is usually, the Gemara says, Diosa. That is, we understand what ink is. Black ink, that obviously is going to retain the color. Sam, paint, is Sama. So this one is a little bit hard to get the, it's some sort of grassroots thing. I think it turns yellow. Sikra Amar Avar Chana. Sikra is red. Sikra Shema. So Sikra Shema. Rashi says it's a red dye. Kumus is kuma. Is a gum. Okay, that's the type of thing that you can make ink. Kankantum is copper sulfate. Amar Avar Chana Mar Shmuel. Charta de Oshchve is a thing that shoemakers use, a type of blackening material that the shoemakers use to blacken the shoes. So now the v'chol davar shehu miskayim. So what does it mean? We just said, we gave an example. So why does the Mishnah then tell me anything that lasts? Latuya may must be including another ink that wasn't listed on the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Latuya ha detane Rabbi Chanina. It's coming to include ink mentioned in the brace of Rabbi Chanina. Kasu b'meit tarya v'afatzev. Someone wrote it, a get, with rainwater, according to one interpretation. Rashi says another interpretation, maybe also a water which... a fruit, have like a fruit water, so that, or gallnut juice, the halacha is it's kasher. So the Gemara says, if you ready to get with lead, so he took Rashi says, you grind lead and mix the powder with water and you darken it. So the halacha is, b'shichor kasher. So if it's charcoal or shoemaker's ink, kasher, the get would be valid with all these types of material. Okay, so this is what the Gemara says. So now the Gemara discusses itmar amavir dio al gabi sikra b'shabbos. So now we're getting into Hilchos Shabbos over here. Then we know that there is the halacha of kosev and the halacha of mochik. When it comes to the halacha of kosev, we know that you're chayav for writing two letters. What about mechika? What is considered mechika? So generally, the only issur d'oraisa for mechika is if that you're erasing something in order to write. Because otherwise, if you just erase, that's just makalkel. You're just ruining. You had something written, now you're erasing it. By definition, that's something which is makalkel. The same thing with the kriya, like to tear on Shabbos. The only iser deraisa is tearing almanas to litfor, then to sew it back together and make it better. So that's the whole. That agav is what were the reasons that cutting, let's say, toilet paper, there might be more room. Generally, obviously, use the tissues. But if a person's stuck, so the fact that it's not an iser deraisa, there is potentially the shino on your left hand and not on the seams would potentially be makom. Also, it's embarrassing for the person. Obviously, needs a so it's a covered abios. That's what I was looking for. It's a problem with covered abios. So there we could be making it. Here, so that was the loss of cutting on Shabbos. Here we're talking about writing. So again, you're over the isidoraisa of writing when you write two letters, or over this derisa of erasing, if it's erasing almanas to write. So here, if someone is maver diol gabi sirka b'shabbos, so someone is tracing black ink over two letters that had red on it. So we're assuming that black is a superior quality to the red, and it's also going to then not leave any marks of the red anymore. So the Gemara now suggests that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, both said, I heard once, from Tal Chacham, that almost always when the Gemara says Arme Tavayu, when they both say it's usually Bar Pluktas, people who generally throughout Shas are arguing, and it happens over here that they're like, we have Rav Shmuel, Arme Tavayu, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, we have Tavayu. So the general people who argue in Shas and here, and they happen to be saying the same thing. So here they both said, the halacha is Chayev Shtayim, Chayev two Isser Deraisas, one Achas Mishim Kosim. So writing is pretty simple. That makes sense, right? You're writing on the two new black letters, which you now see the letters. Ve'achar Mishim Mochek. The chiddush is, though, that you are going to also be Chayev Mochek, that because the original red letters, which are now a superior red black on over them, so you've now erased the red. You can't see them. They're not legible anymore. And therefore, you've gotten rid of the red and to, in order to increase it to make it black. And that is only when the total erasing of the two letters happened. And therefore, you Chayev two Iser De'orases. Nafkamina, if a person did it b'shogeg, you'd be chayav two korban chatas. If a guy did it on purpose, then anyway, he's going to be chayav misa. So it doesn't really matter if he's chayav misa once or chayav misa twice, he's going to be chayav. But if he did it by accident, then you'd be chayav two korban chatases on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, dio al gabe dio, if he traced black ink over two letters of another black ink, so or sikra gabe sikra, red ink over red ink, pater. That case, he would not be chayav, neither for mechika, not for the ksiva, because he did not change the two letters. He didn't perform any malacha of ksiva or mechika on this thing, and therefore you would not be chayav. So it says in Gemara, sikra agave dio, but if you have red over, and red over black, so amre lechayav, amre pata. Some say they'd be chayav one, and others say that he's not chayav at all. Amre lechayav, the ones who say that he's chayav, they'll say that it's mochek, it's still mechika. Since it's mechika, then you would be chayav. Why is it not going to be ksiva? Rashi points out, because the letters on black were clearer, superior qualities, we just mentioned. So then lowering its status and making them red is not more legible, therefore it's not considered like you did any ksiva, any writing. The only shaila is, maybe you got rid of the black by having it red. That is the machlokas. So others say, amrele pater, others say that it's not, you're not going to be chayiv because makalkel. So since the new red is inferior to the black, so your action is by definition defined as something which is destructive, which is makalkel. And we know, generally, on a level of Dereisa, Mekalkel is generally Pater. It's in Isser Derabanan, but not going to be Chayev Midereisa, since they are not, they're not helping. The other Shita would understand, Lechora, that Mekalkel would only apply when you completely destroy the letters. Here, since there is a partial quality to the letters that remain, so that's how the Achorim explain Rashi, then therefore you would be, that's the other Shita would say that you would in fact be Chayev. We don't define it as Mekalkel. Everybody agrees that if it was Mekalkel, it'd be Pater. So it can't be that the other Mandamar holds, no, it's really Mekalkel to Chayev Isser Reisa, it can't be the explanation. Rather, they're understanding that fundamentally this was not something which is fundamentally destruction, and therefore you're not going to be Chayev. So now the Gemara continues, Boy minei Reish Lakish from Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish asked of Rabbi Yochanan, Eidim she'en yodim lachto mao sheikh leblem besikra. What if a guy doesn't know how to write? It happens, a lot of people are illiterate. They don't know how to sign their names. So what's the lacha if others write their names with a red? And the witnesses then sign by tracing over their names with the black ink. Ksav oksav o ein oksav. So is it considered, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, is this considered a halachic writing, in which case they're signing the get? And we have Eidich Sima, you're good. O ein oksav, or it's not valid. So Amar lo ein oksav. Rabbi Yochanan said that it's not considered writing, and therefore this would not be kosher for gittin. So the Gemara says, Amar lo, Reish Lakish said, what are you talking about? But you, we learned together. We agreed, Allah Matanu, Rabbi Rabbeinu, Kosav, Elion oksav, Elion in Shabbos, that this halacha that we said before, of Amarvi Adol Gabi Sirkar B'Shabbos, that someone is tracing it over black with the, tracing over from the red to the black, you're chayev for ksiva, and Isser Deraisa of ksiva. So clearly it is a good ksav. So your shita doesn't line up with what you're saying with halacha of gittin. So the Gemara says, Amar lo, Rabbi Yochanan responded to Reish Lakish. Hold a second. Because we think that this is the din, and we're inclined to say that you're going to be chayev too on Shabbos, we're going to be mamish halacha lemaisa bimekel. As Rashi points out, there wasn't really enough gemina by saying that somebody is chayev too chatas on Shabbos. Aye, what do you mean? You tell me that if the is chayev a korban, he's going to be chayev too korban chatas. It says Rashi, of course. That was Rabbi Yochanan was talking not during the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Yochanan would agree, though, if it's the time of the Beis Hamikdash, he would not necessarily tell you to bring two korban chatas. He'd be choshesh, maybe I'm telling you to bring chulin lazara. Maybe you're really not chayav for ksiva, only for mechika, and you would not be chayav two sets of korban chatas, rather only one. So he was just saying lechumra to be choshesh that it's really, but really halacha lemaisa, he wasn't actually passing like that. So with regards to a get, he was not going to be mekil to assume that it was a ksav based on his chiddush. Says the Gemara, Itmar, Edim Shein Yodim Lachtom, if witnesses do not know how to sign their names on a get, Rav Amar Makrin Lem Nier Chalak, Umamalan Sakram Dio, So Rav says that we should etch their names on a blank paper, and they can fill the etchings with black ink. So that's how Rashi understands it. Many Rishonim disagree. We're going to go with Rashi. Shmuel Amar Be'avar. Shmuel says that we should write out the witnesses' names with lead and have them trace over it with black ink. The Gemara says, Shmuel, are you really true though? Be'avar Sakadaita. How could Shmuel say that it's Be'avar? Ve'atani Reb Chiya. Didn't Reb Chiya teach us, based on the Braisa, Kasva Be'avar B'shachar V'shichor Kasher, that if you wrote the get with lead, charcoal, or a shoemaker's black ink, Kasher, the get is valid. So if it's perfectly valid in writing a get, so the Chora Rabbi Yochanan says that the tracing of black ink over red is not okay because it's iksav al gab iksav. So the Chora is definitely not going to allow the tracing of black ink over avar, over the lead that Shmuel wanted to taina. So we have a kasha over here. So the Gemara says, lo kasha. No, that's not a sheet. That's not a problem with Shmuel because avar, the method that Shmuel is telling us is rubbing out the parchment with a piece of lead, and therefore you're darkening the letters with the witness's name. Since the lead is not mixed with water, it doesn't actually qualify as a dio, as a type of ink, which is kasher for gittin, and therefore that's not a ksav agav ksav, rather that's just a ksav of the edim, and it's kasher. However, the case of Rabbi Yochanan and the Breisa is b'maya de avra, that the case mentioned in the Breisa is talking about the water in which lead was actually the full ink, and therefore it was a full ink when written by the people who were not the Edim, and therefore they don't have a full signature, and therefore obviously it's a problem with the get. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Abahu Amar b'mei milin. So Rabbi Abahu says that another way we could have the witness who doesn't know how to write is it should be do it with gallnut juice, the water in which the gallnuts were mixed together. So the Gemara says that really true also. Vatanei Rechia, Kasuv Mei Tari V'Afatza Kasher. The Braisa says that if you wrote a get with rainwater or gallnut juice, that's the point for us, that gallnut juice is a valid ksav. So you can't have other people write their name in the gallnut juice and have them write over it, because that's already the same issue I had before with that Mishita Rabbi Yochanan, that ksav l'gavi ksav is not a, we're choshesh, it's not a ksav l'gavi gittin. And therefore, we should say that this is problematic as well. So the Gemara says, no, lo kasha, ha, de afitz, and ha, de lo afitz. That the Braisa is not a kasha because Rabbi Abahu is telling us the parchment to get is written is prepared with gallnut juice beforehand. Since the gallnut juice that we write with the witnesses' names will not stand out against gallnut as against the other ksav that we're writing over here, that's why it's a ksav. It's a real ksav. And hadalof, it's a braisa is talking about, which is not prepared with gallnut juice, and therefore it's going to be a problem because it was already a real ksav. She'in mimelin agave mimelin. Gallnut juice does not show against gallnut juice, and therefore you're right, that would be a problem, even according to Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Rapapa Amar Birok. Rapapa says the first writing should be done with saliva, which is not going to be lasting or any issue whatsoever. V'chein ori la Rapapa Birok, write the writing done with saliva. V'ani mele begitin, this halacha, these special kulas we have, is only, like having the witnesses doesn't really know how to write, even sign his own name to allow him to be used as a witness, is only by gittin, as we know many times, because we don't want the woman to be in a guna. She is not going to be able to get remarried. That would be a terrible avla. But with other documents, they must be written with normal witnesses who know how to sign their name. If not, you're not allowed to use them. They're not kosher witnesses. There was a guy who did this. He signed, used a document by helping the person who didn't know how to sign in Bishar Shtaros, and it was not a get. V'nagdir Rav Kana had given him Malkus V'Derbanan for violating this pretense that it's only Alacha in Gittin and in nothing else. Okay, turning on to your Testament Beis. Tana Kavasi de Rav, we have a Braisa which supports the Shita of Rav. Edim Shein Yodim Lachtom, Makrim Lam Niyar Chalakum Alen Akram Dio. So the Tana Kama tells us if you have witnesses who don't know how to sign on a get, so they should, what do? They etch their names from them on blank paper, and then they fill in the etchings with black ink. That's Mamash the Shita of Rav. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "B'med v'marim, when is this halacha that we're allowed to do this? That is only begitei nashim with regards to a get for women, because we don't want it to be an aguna. Aval shukra evadim sharshta kros, but freeing a slave, which really theoretically should have the same halacha, but we're not learning it out for this purpose because it's going to be a din derabanan not to allow this. Im yodim likos halachtam, if they know how to read and sign their names, chospin, they're allowed to sign their names on documents. Im lav, if they do not know how to read and write." Ein chos, but not allowed to sign documents. So the Gemara says, wait a second. The Tana Kama never mentioned, we had the Tana Kama mention the lacha of knowing to sign or not. They don't mention anything about the chiyuv to read. Which the Gemara immediately asks, Kriya Mandachar Shmei, what are you talking about? Who said anything about reading a document? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, when do I say this if they know how to read and write? The Tanakhama never said anything about reading. It only said about writing and signing their signatures, whether or not they know how to. Nothing to do with whether or not they know how to read. So the Gemara says, you're right. Rather, the Braisa is missing. Again, this is a very dochak. We don't like to say this answer, but we're stuck. We have no choice. So there's missing words to the Braisa. We need to amend the Braisa to say the following. Adim Shein Yodin, Likros, Korin Lefnan, Vachosman. The Tanakhama understands that witnesses who don't know even how to read, we're allowed to read to them the contents of the document, and they're reading them the contents of the document is apparently going to be acceptable. So that's going to be acceptable, but that's a very big shadow. The Rishonim are very bothered by this. Don't we call that Amipiade? And that Lechora is puzzle, because you're wrong. They don't know what's going on, the contents of the document. So the Rashba answers this question, and it says that the person who's reading it is not really testifying about the divorce, but just informing these witnesses who are about to sign what is written in the document. So therefore, it's in fact, the witnesses who are signing, which is shopping the get and is creating the get, and therefore, we don't assume that it's in Ein MePiEid. But that's a very fascinating thing. So they don't know how to read. So what happens is that people read before them, and then they're allowed to sign the document. If they don't know how to sign their names, so then you're allowed to continue. That's what we say, that Makrin Lem Niyar Chalak Umalam Sakra Adel. That's the whole thing that we say before. They're allowed to etch their names for them and fill in the etchings. Amar, so to which, to that response, the Rav Shimon Gamliel is now responding and saying, B'med V'm Amurim Segite Nashim. When do we say this halacha with regards to a get Nashim? Al Shulchan Rav Adim Ashar Kol Ashtaros. But when it comes to a freeing of Eved K'nayni and all other types of documents, Im Yodim Likos V'lachtom, if the witnesses know how to read and sign their names, Chosmin, they're allowed to sign any of these types of documents, being lav, but they do not know how to read and sign their names, ain chosmin. They may not sign them. So therefore, Rav Shimon is understanding that the inability to read or sign them would possibly a person from witnessing even every other document in the world except for a get. He said only qualifies by a get. I'm Rav Elazar, my time of the Rav Shimon Gamliel. Why would Rav Shimon Gamliel allow this? Really, if he holds, read the right, says kosher. Clearly, it must be kosher because it works by a get. So how could Rav Shimon Gamliel make, why does, rather not how, but rather why does Rav Shimon Gamliel make a chilek between the two? So Rabbi Lazar explains, because shalom yibonos Israel, agunos. So that we shouldn't have women who are not able to get married, they're going to be tied up and not be able to get married, that'd be a terrible thing. And therefore we want to make it as clear as day that should not happen, and they should be able to get remarried. Amar Rava alachak Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Lacha follows Rav Shimon Gamliel, that only is kosher for gittin. Rav Gamda Mishmedem Arav, ein alacha, does not follow Rav Shimon. So the Gemara says, Ve'ela Kiman. So then, according to Rav Gamda, then who are you paskening like? You must be paskening like Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, whose opinion is the Tanakhama. So that what do we do according to the Tanakhama? We are allowed to read to someone who doesn't know how to read, and have them sign their names in all cases, all shtaros, not just by Gittin. Vahu, David Ufta, Bishar Shtaros. But what do you mean? That was exactly the case that we mentioned earlier on Amud Aleph. That there was a person who signed who was Mekil and had the people read it in front of them as Shar Shtaros, and Nagda Rav Kana, he gave him Malkos for such a thing. He violated the Isser Rabbanan. So Lechora, Rav Kana obviously was paskin like the normal halacha, so how could it be that he was Nagde if we're assuming that it's okay? Rav Gamda, how could you tell me that it's okay to have someone who doesn't know how to read, someone who's illiterate, to read before them the Shtar, the contents of the Tar, have the context of the Shtar, and be able to sign? So the Gemara explains, Targum HaKriya, that Rav Gamda's statement is referring to reading. So meaning that Rav Shimon Gamliel is telling us that in order to be kosher for a witness, for all documents other than getting, a person must be able to read the document and sign his name. So everybody agrees that a witness must be able to sign his name. Rav Gamda rejected the fact that you need to be able to read the document. He held that it's enough for others to read the document before the Edim, and that would be the Tanakhama allowed it. So the case of Rav Kahana, what was the difference? Rav Kahana, the witnesses didn't know how to sign their names either. That's why Rav Kahana punished them, because they didn't know how to sign their names, and therefore it was someone who was not able to kosher signed, and that's why it was Nagde Rav Kahana in such a circumstance. Okay, that's the whole Shaila. The Rashba and other Rishonim discuss is the Machlokas Rambam seems to say it's puzzle B'dievet. If you did this, Rashba seems to think that B'dievet it's kosher. That basically, that if you did this, meaning that they didn't know how to read, and then they helped them sign it also, so with the evidence kosher, and it would be fine. However, the Rambam seems to say beferish, not that way, that it would be possible even, but the evidence. So either way, not supposed to be a chachila, but the evidence, that's a whole shayla. Rav Yehuda, Mitzara, Karva, Chasim. So now the Gemara points out that Rav Yehuda, who couldn't see so well, he would trouble himself very hard, it was very hard for him, but still, he would trouble himself to be able to read the entire contents of the document, and only then would he sign it or judge on the case. Amar le'ula, to which Ula said to him, Lo tzrichas, you don't need to do this. Why are you working so hard to read the document? Tahar v'lazer marid Eretz Yisrael, karu kamei, Ramal, he's the gadol ador in Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi points out that in Eretz Yisrael, he was also the most expert in Hilchos Nida and other things. He had like certain things he was known to be expertise. And he was a big Talmud Chacham. V'chazim, he had it, people read it to him, and then he would sign the document. The two people read it before him, and it was not, and therefore he could assume what they said is that they weren't lying about the contents of the document. It was kosher. Rav Nachman karu kamei sarfei dani v'chazim. Rav Nachman even further. Rav Nachman only had one person reading it before him. Only one person, one sofer, would read the document before Rav Nachman, and then he would sign on it. So why do you have to be more mekel than them? So the Gemara points out that Rav Nachman is a very big kula. V'dafka Rav Nachman sarfei dani, that the fact that Rav Nachman didn't even have two witnesses, he only had one reading it before him, because Rav Nachman was extremely powerful. The Isla Emas, everyone was scared of Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman was the son-in-law of the Reish Galusa, who had a lot of koach back then. Right? So therefore, everyone was scared of Rav Nachman, and though everyone who was working for the Beis Din would be terrified of Rav Nachman, they would never, in a million years, deceive him. They would, like, be put to death or whatever. Who knows what they would think would happen to them if they violated Rav Nachman's, they lied in front of him. So therefore, that would be the din with Rav Nachman. Aval, Rav Nachman, Vesar Vechinev, was Rav Nachman. And other sofrim who didn't know Rav Nachman and didn't realize how strong and powerful he was, then obviously the lacha would not apply. You'd need two people to read it before him. And same thing, if Sifra Dainiv Ein Shachrin Elo, if it was other judges, not Rav Nachman, and those same sofrim writing for them, we would also require two. But we see either way though, the point is that you could read it before them, so therefore it's not an issue. Rav Papa, ki avi asa lekamei shtari parsa, Rav Papa, he had things that were written in Persian. He, l'chora, didn't know how to read and write in Persian. David Rakos Kutim, and it was done in the Kutim Arkos, in their courts. So, makra lishnei kusim, he would have two non-Jews read the Persian document before him. Zeh shalav nezeh, this one, not in the presence of the other one, to make sure that they weren't lying. And it wasn't have kavana for edus. It's very important because a goy is fundamentally not believed for any edus. We can't believe him for anything. So the halacha would be only if it's mesiach levitumu. Only if you asked him casually that they didn't realize there's a nafkamina for this. This is a halacha lemaisa. Let's say like you have someone cleaning your house and you didn't realize you left a non mavushal bottle of wine open. So if they know that there's a nafkamina for you, so then they're no ge'abedavar, we assume they're not going to be believed. However, if you just casually say, by the way, thank you for moving that. Like, did you happen to move that wine from place A to place B? So then, that would be the halacha maseach levitumo, in which case you actually might be able to believe them. But there's other practice, specifically with the wine one. I don't want to mention that actually halacha maseach because there's a halacha of mirtus, and if they're not really afraid of you, and they say, oh, I didn't know, and they actually did touch it, then, and they wouldn't be afraid, and they wouldn't have been consequences, and you weren't yotzei nechnas, so then leaving them there with an open bottle of non-mavushal wine becomes extremely problematic, and that's why I'm not saying, just saying theoretically, but there are other factors there. If they're definitely not scared of you, and if they don't have reason to be scared, then there could be other problems, assuming that wine was touched by them, would be an issue of staminim. Okay, that was Mesiach Lefitumo. So you ask them in a way that they didn't realize they're actually being made, they're not actually testifying. On the basis of their translation, he would accept this document as a full kosher document, even to accept the Meshubadim, meaning if it said that Reuven lent Shimon $1,000 based on the Shtar Pasar, and we said before, right, even potentially if Goyimer on the document, the whole Shakli Vatari we had, I believe it was Daf Yud, we had earlier. So that whole din, so he would accept it even from Meshubadim, meaning that even if later, subsequently, so Reuven lent Shimon $1,000, now Shimon went and sold his property to Levi after that, Reuven would be able to collect from the property of that was sold to Levi, even from Meshubadim, even if it had a lien on it. Amar Avashi, Amar Lihuna Barnasa, and Hachi Amar Memer, this is what a Memer said, Hai Shtara Parsai, the Chasmele Asada Yisrael. Jewish witnesses had signed upon the document which was written in Persian. So, Magbina and Beim Meshabde, you're allowed to collect it even from Meshubadim. Even though the document was this Chiddush Ovir that wasn't Barakos. Even if it wasn't done Barakos, then it would even be something which has a kol, and therefore everybody should know about it. Levi should have known when buying the property of Shimon that Shimon was in debt to Reuven, and Reuven has the right to collect it. So the Gemara says, but the witnesses don't know how to read Persian. And therefore, how do they even know what the document said? How can they testify it? Biyadeh, we're talking about a case. No, these Yidin were well versed in Persian. They were more secular. They knew Persian. But we need writing which cannot be forged. And apparently here there is an issue with that. Veleika, The Persian documents are not prepared because they don't use the specific afatzim, which makes something not be able to be impersonated and be able to read, to write, to add to the context of the document. So the Gemara says, but Daf Fitza, no, we're talking about where they did use the gallnut, so that would be, therefore, there would be no room to be able to forge any aspects of the document. But we also have a halacha in the halachas of shtaros, that the main contents of the shtar, basically a summary, is done in the last line. Veleika, you don't have that with the Persian documents. So the Gemara says, no, but Madar, with the case where the sofer did do that. So the Gemara says, if we did all these requirements, then what is the Maimar teaching us? The whole Lashon Kosher? What else? It's a fully kosher document. All the halachas of shtar fit perfectly into this shtar. So why would a Maimar have to even teach me it's kosher? It's pashur, it's kosher. You're going to tell me maybe the whole Lashon Kosher, that this shtar is written in any Lashon, is also kosher? Tanina, we learned that already in the Mishnah. The Mishnah, we're going to have this way, way later. In Daf Pei Zayin, the Mishnah is going to tell us, get shikasu ivris, if you have a shtar whose writing is in Hebrew, ve'edav yivanis, and witnesses are signed in Greek, yivanis ve'edav yivanis, or a shtar written in Greek, witnesses are in Hebrew, kosher, the get is kosher. So the same thing, l'chor kol shekein would be done with a loan document, that all of it, if it's written in a different lashon, it should be totally kosher. So the Gemara answers, if it was based on that, that Mishnah is only talking about a lach of a get, and we know that a special lachas of a get is maybe you don't want the woman to be an aguna. Hava minan emile begitin. That's only with the gach of get, because we want her to be an aguna. Hava b'shar shtaros lo. I would have thought, but with regards to other documents, so then that it would not be allowed to be written in a foreign language. Kamash malan, therefore, Mimar is teaching us that any type of document for any other star is in fact kosher, and that's really what his chiddush is, that it's allowed to be written in any language. So the Gemara now says, Amar Shmuel, nasan lan nir chalak. If a man gave his wife a blank paper, as Tosfos point out, it can't be that his mamash blank, because it's pashut that wouldn't be a kosher get. Shmuel's about to tell us that it's kosher. You have to assume that the woman got the paper and afterwards it became blank. So maybe it was a type of ink which was actually written when it was there. So Shmuel says, Amar la reza gitach, he said to her, this is your get megoresh, the lach is, she is in fact divorced. So we're assuming that, again, she's fully, certainly divorced, 100%. Chayshin and Shema b'meilin kasso, because we assume that he wrote it in gallnut juice, and it becomes absorbed into the paper, and we assume that that happened afterwards, and therefore there was a full get, and it was a special type of material, which therefore made it become invisible afterwards. Meisi vei, so they have a kashya and Shmuel from the Braisa. Reza gitech, unat lo zarkaliyam. Someone says, here's your get. She took it and threw it into the water. Ola or l'chodar avad, or she burnt it, or she destroyed it any which way that she can. V'chazir amar shtar pasanu shtar manahu. He says that I didn't even give you a get. Haha, I didn't give you a get. It was a shtar pasim. Shtar pasim was a lashon of pius, that you would write to your good friend. He was like a billionaire. So you write to him, you owe him $1 million. You know, he's not collecting it from you. That's their way they used to show off. Nowadays, we have plenty of other ways that people can show off. They don't need to come onto this. They could just have fancy cars or whatever. But that was their way of bragging that they were very wealthy. That was a shtar pasim. And a shtar amana is a amana document, is amuna, that I'm writing to you, I want you to give me a loan. So I say, I'm so confident you're going to give me the loan for $10,000, I write you the shtar in advance. And that's the shtar amana. So it wasn't, these both aren't good documents, is the whole point. The lacha is mikureshe to lakamina la asra. We assume that she is in fact divorced, and because she doesn't have the shtar right now, because she burnt it, we still assume it was a kosher get, and she's in fact divorced. So the Gemara says, Taima de iksa ksav. So the reason that the husband is believed to assume that this document gives his wife is a get is because there was actually writing on the paper at the time. Haleka ksav, but the diuk is, if there was no writing on the paper, like the case Shmuel says was kosher, the Braisa seems to imply that lo, that it would not be kosher, and this lechora is against Shmuel. Because if Shmuel is really in fact correct, then the Tana should have taught us a bigger chiddush, that even if he didn't even see the full writing, then even then, she's still fully divorced. So says the Gemara, Ki kamar Shmuel, when Shmuel said this halacha, that the woman is divorced, that's only the vadkina lebimaya denara. We're able to test the paper with a type of violet dye, which apparently had the ability to bring out the gallnut dye, and you could see what was writing. Yipalet, palet. And if the ink was able to come out and we see it, then we assume it was a kosher get. Vilo palet, love klum. And obviously, if it was not, and this method did not work, then we do assume, in fact, nothing was written on it. So v'chi palet, may have it. But even if it was, the ink did resurface. Hashtu de palet. Maybe it's surfacing now, and maybe the fact that when the woman saw it, she saw nothing, and a blank star means nothing. The fact that the ink came back, who cares that it came back now? So the Gemara answers, you're right, that Shmuel would just nami chashina kamar. To assume whether or not that this woman is even a suffix divorced, a suffix megareshes or not, that's what Shmuel was telling us. That really, you're right, that Shmuel would say that if the husband dies before giving her a get, so the woman would be usher to marry a kohen because she's a divorcee. And if the husband dies without any children, so then she would not be mutter to marry somebody else without doing chalitza. So that would be the halacha over there. And you can't do yibum because rechoshish maybe was a get. So that was the Shmuel telling us that if it's palit lechora, we have to be choshish that it's a get. And if it's not palit, then we don't have to be choshish it's a get. Says the Gemara now, Amar Ravina, Amar Liamemar, Hachi Amar Bememar Meshmed Ravdimi, Hane Beitre Diyav Gita Kamayu, two witnesses before who a get was given a get. Tzrichel Mikrai, they have to read the get before it's given to the woman to make sure the document is in fact not a star pasim or star amana, as we just said. And rather, it's actually a get that's being given. So the Gemara is a kasha, and Amemar Mesive, we have a kasha, raise a gitech, if a man says to his wife, there's a get, and until Zarkal Yam, she took and she threw it into the Orla Ur, the Chodavar oven. She got rid of it, she burnt it, she threw it in the fires, whatever she did. We say that she's in fact divorced, and the husband is incapable of claiming that she is not divorced. But if the witnesses had to read the get, the husband has the chutzpah right after they just read the get, a minute before, a second before it was given. Obviously the husband wouldn't be believed. Why do you even have to mention this halacha in the brisa? The witnesses just read that it was a kosher get. He can't claim that it was something different. Lechora, we see that there's not a requirement to always answer that. So the Gemara says, lo tricha devasar dekariye ale levet yadeh. So what happened was the witnesses read the get, he placed it back in his sleeve, and there was a moment like where he was able to, like a magic trick, where he put it in his pocket. So maybe he put out something else. Maybe in fact did like a magic trick and made it, you know, turn into the other one. So Kamashman, no, we don't have to be choshish for that. We assume that what they just read, even a moment before, is in fact going to be the get. And that is not a kasha on a memar because the brisa is in fact teaching us the chiddush to the fact that there was a moment of a chance where they did not see it. That get, we don't assume that he wrote something else and gave her something else. Rather, he in fact gave her the get. Okay, but Ezra Shem will pick up with Hu Gavra in tomorrow's stuff.